Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And the Lord has many things to say to his people. He loves us. God has something to say today. Now, this message is different than any other message I've ever done. The Lord has a word. Hear me, my people. Hear me, saith the Lord your God and King. I'm about to return. I will return. I will take my people from the earth. I will remove what is mine. I will leave behind what is not mine. I hear your cry. I know your will. Follow my word. Do my word. Do all that I give you, saith the Lord. Hear my servants who speak on my behalf. Hear them well, because they are telling the truth. And those who lie against my will, those who lie against my word, those who lie against my plan will suffer loss. I will not take those who have fallen back. I will not take those who won't hear. I will not take those with me who rebel and who work mischief and who work evil, and who will not let go their strife. I will only take those who walk according to my word. I hear your cry. I know your heart. Walk my word. Do my word. Allow my word to be strong in you. Never listen to the evil one. Never let the enemy work against you. Never let the enemy work against you. Do my word and overcome him in every way, saith the Lord your God and King. Those of mine will follow me. Those who love me will obey me. Those who seek me will find me. And those who love me will honor me. Hear my voice. Let my word sink deep in your heart. Those who keep my word in their heart will overcome the world. They have faith. Those who let the word slip become weak and doubtful, and they lose their ability to walk in faith. Those who get in strife cause problems for themselves. They are persuaded by deception. They are persuaded by their emotion. They are just persuaded by what they see and not my word. But those who receive my word are able to overcome all the works of darkness, saith the Lord your God and King. My return is imminent. Be ready that you be not left, my people. Those who follow me will have no fear. Those who follow me are at peace. Those who truly follow me and trust me overcome. I am ready to return, saith the Lord, your God and King. And to those who are not mine, be warned that those that are left will suffer much loss and strong delusion. The enemy who tempts people away will produce lying wonders to consume the heart of those who continually reject me. And those who are unlearned will be thrust into a society that they must learn to walk by my faith in the worst time since man been on the earth. But hear my voice, my people. I love you and I care for you. My return is imminent. Live the life that I can receive. Live the life that I can welcome into heaven now. because my return is soon, even imminent. And once I return, that's a line in the sand drawn. Either you're in or you're out. The rapture is judgment. The rapture is at hand. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for giving me your word to your people. And Lord, I praise you. The Lord loves us all, and he has much to say to his people. Sometimes as I minister, a prophetic word will come like that. And I just yield to the Lord, and he speaks what he wants to say. But the thing is, we must hear him now, because the Lord is telling us the truth. He cares for us. He wants you to know him. Many people are about to be thrust into eternity. The first time the Lord said that to me, you know, I knew that was God. I knew it was him. Because he say things in a way I'll understand it. And I thought about the way people are, the way families work, the way people do things. They go about their business and their daily routines, not knowing they're about to be caught off guard. The rapture is a catching off guard. And it's very important. I seen a vision of the rapture when I first got saved. I asked the Lord, what was the rapture be? I heard about it, and I wanted to know more about it. And I asked him what it would be like. And he used the setting I was in. I was sacking groceries at Food Giant in Huffman, Alabama. In Birmingham. Nevertheless, when I was sacking groceries and I saw a lady in a red dress, I heard the horn blow and I saw her disappear, red dress and all. And I know what's coming. So I know it's real. And I know the word rapture is not in the plain text, but that's what it is. That's what people call it, and that's what they understand it to be. It's a catching away forcefully. This was common in the Old Testament. Sometimes prophets would be raptured to another city. In Acts, Philip was taken from when he baptized the Ethiopian eunuch, he was found in another city, and the Ethiopian didn't see him anymore. Now, when you're in the desert with no trees, where did he go? He didn't dig a hole, but the Lord caught him away in the spirit. The rapture is going to happen. The Lord is going to reap the earth, and he has to reap the earth. And he's going to do his word. But see, I'm not in a hurry for him to come, because a lot of people are going to be blessed, but a lot of people are going to be thrust into a world of deception. Because those who are left will be, that knew better, that wouldn't listen to God, the preachers told them the word, and I'm talking about God's people right now. People that did their will over God's will, they knew better, wouldn't do better. God's going to leave them here. Even though people persuade people that once you're saved, you're always saved, you can't be, that's not true. The Lord, he saved us from people, from our sins that are past. Now, if you get saved and choose to live in sin, now you're in defiance all over again. And you need to make things right with God. And the Lord has pleaded with his people. He loves us. He appeared to Solomon twice, and Solomon wouldn't listen. Now, the Lord has been warning people not to do wrong for years, and they harden their heart and won't do it. So now he's going to take what's his, leave what's not. And those that he leave, they're going to receive, they'll believe a lie. Because they wouldn't listen to the Lord. They wouldn't listen to the love of God. But they will listen to the world. And the enemy is going to send strong delusion. After the rapture, you're going to see things you never seen before. You're going to see demons that materialize. The same demons that try to keep people from getting saved that we fight as men and women of God. See, when we preach the word, we're under attack too, because the enemy try to keep us from telling you the truth. You know, those preachers that get in fear, they're afraid to say some things because they don't want to make people leave the church. And they want people to come to church and be happy and give money in the church. But sometimes you have to tell people the truth. And I thank God for all you bold preachers that do stand on two feet, flat footed, and tell the truth, even if you may lose something. I'm going to tell you this. If you tell the truth and lose something, you didn't have it in the first place. Even if you love your spouse, a man may love his wife and do anything for her, but when you love God and she hates you because you love God and walk out of your life, you didn't lose anything. And the same thing, you women, if you love God, you come to know him and you try to be a good wife, you love your children, you love your husband, but because you love God and that man don't want to be with you anymore, if he leave your life, you didn't lose nothing. And the same thing go for children. Parents get saved and the children don't like it and they leave. Or you didn't lose anything when people walk away because of Jesus. And I'm saying that that is a strong remark, but it is true. Jesus said, "I didn't come to bring." Now I don't want families to divide. I want people. I want everybody to love God and get along. Because if you love God and you love each other, then the Holy Spirit can rest on your house and you'll have peace. It'll be a place of refuge. And when people come there, they'll feel stronger. But see, when people hate the love of God and love the world in its place, then they can't get along with people. God is the one that put enmity between his seed and Satan's seed. We're the ones that keep trying to weave people into our lives that don't want to be there. But when you stick to the word and you love God, then you have to receive his wisdom as well. The word of God is the knowledge of love. So if you want to be on one accord with God, you got to be on. You got to take the word at face value and all the things that Jesus said. Now, Jesus is about to return. He's not going to steal not one soul. He's going to take what belongs to him. And if either you belong to God or you don't. And you're the only person that can say whether you belong to God or not. God can't even say, he can't say you're his child without you, without your permission, without your will involved. Hear me good. Hear what the word of the Lord came to do. I speak prophetically and mostly at churches and from time to time, but this was one of the first times I've done it on the radio. I have done it before. But nevertheless, this is a strong warning that the Lord will return. And he wants all of his children. He paid for every soul. So if you know you've been bad, if you know you've been rebellious, if you know you've been a pain in the neck, repent, because God wants to see your soul is still valuable to him, and he wants to forgive you of your sin and save you and take you with him. But if you say no, what can he do about it? Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. As we go forward in the things of God, the Lord would, I can tell you these things all day, but if you go in your prayer closet and start praying, the Lord will tell you just the same things that he's telling me. If the Lord give you dreams in the night or visions in the day, or you hear this broadcast and the Lord confirm it through another broadcast, somebody that don't even know me, you know it's God. Hear what he has to say and abide by what he said. Be ready so that you can be with him. If you know you've done wrong, you know you've been committing adultery, or you know you've been wrong, repent and ask God to help you walk according to the living ways of God. Do what God said do in his word. Do what he expects you to do. Live the life you know he paid for you to live. See, we're not just saved from our sins. Jesus made a way for you to live just like him. You don't. Some people get saved and they go right back into rebellion. You know, that's like going to the alcoholic. He needs a liver transplant, and he's, you know, he was. This was a parable I used Katrina to teach in the Sunday school once. The man, now this didn't happen for real. This is just a parable. The man was in the hospital the day Katrina started, and he needed a liver transplant, and the doctor said, "I can't give you a liver. There's too many people ahead of you that's in better shape, and you're prone to start drinking again." And you know, they have a protocol, and he was at the bottom of that protocol. And but he really wanted to see his little girl grow up, and he wanted to work on his marriage, and he had a thriving business once, and he wanted to do greater things, and so he really wanted to live. And then when Katrina happened and everything got flooded, and somebody died that matched him, they couldn't get the liver to someone else. And the doctor said, "Well, look, we can do the liver transplant now because we can't get it to another candidate. You're the only one that can receive it. And since everything is like it is, we're going to be able to do your transplant. But please promise me you'll never drink again." And the man just start crying, and he wants the liver, and he's so thankful he's going to live. And it's a match, and his body accepts it. And so for years he's with his daughter and his wife. His business is thriving. And then one day on the way home, he stops at a bar and orders a drink. Now, why toy with something that can kill you? So that's the same thing people do. They ask the Lord to save them. Then they start playing with the world somewhere. And they end up right back in the same position that they were in. Now, Jesus has to deal with what we do. The Lord knows what you do and how you think. You can hide what you do from people, but that's no good. God knows what you do. And he also knows he loves you and he cares for you, and he wants you to know him. And he wants you to live for him. He paid a price, a high price, the highest price possible. Jesus laid down his life to save yours. So in your case, a high price was paid for you to be with God. And now God can't wait. He's coming back. And preacher, we've been waiting on the Lord to come back for 100 years. It may take another 100 years. It may take another 100 years. Yes, you're right. But it's not. He's coming back immediately. But let's say he did wait another 100 years and you start doing right. Your life began a healing process. And everybody, and you, if you believe on Jesus from the heart, or if you repent and start living according to God's word, see, don't try to do it without the word. Receive his word. Keep listening to his word, and your heart will be strong, and your appetite will change. So if you do it God's way, and the Lord wait another 100 years, you didn't lose anything. You gained much more. You were able to. You stopped defying God. And you start living according to his will. You stop sowing negative seeds that you're going to have to one day pay for. And then the laws of sowing and reaping will work to add wealth to your life instead of spiritual debt. And all the people you advise, all the people that you influence, your family, you're taking everybody you know in a greater direction. And if he wait the rest of your life, then you're going to have great spiritual wealth on your life. But if you keep fooling with the world, you're going to be at a much greater loss over time. But the Lord just said his return is imminent. And I really didn't know he was going to speak prophetically that way. He told me to make a broadcast and publish it on the website. And I'm doing the broadcast now. So Then he surprised. I was just as surprised. I knew something was going to be different about this broadcast. Then he spoke his word the way he wanted spoke through me. That was prophetic utterance. It comes under the gift of prophecy. And it, and I thank God for it. I just have to yield and let him do what he's doing. And then when he left, then I go back and start teaching again, just like I did. Now, the Lord is coming back. His return is imminent. And those who trust him are going to do well. And those who harden their heart, then that's not good for you to harden your heart. If you harden your heart against God, it's not going to be well for you. If the Lord leave you, you're going to see things you've never seen in your life. And you're not going to like it. And it's going to deceive you. The enemy, God is going to send strong delusion. Now, let me tell you how this works. People that wouldn't listen and wouldn't hear God out, and they kept running after Satan, the Lord's going to allow Satan he's going to take his hands back and allow Satan to give you strong delusion. And because your heart will be hard, those that he leave, their heart is hard, they're going to believe the lie instead of the truth. Now, even though there will be people that never heard the gospel, where they wasn't in a state of rebellion and ignoring God. Now, the Antichrist is going to come, and everybody who loves God that won't surrender and take his mark, he's going to cut their head off. Now, there will be people God gave a man a dream named Ken Peters. You can look it up on YouTube. And the Lord gave him a dream and showed him the future. He showed him. His dream began with the rapture. He didn't know it. And he said he never was taught about these things. But in his dream, you can go back and look it up, all the graves opened up. People that were not all the graves, those that were though every Christian from the time that Jesus walked the earth to current, everybody that died in Christ, they got out of their grave. They left a hole in the ground that you could go and you could walk through a cemetery and see it. And people are going to wonder what happened to all these people. And then those that are alive and remain, they're going to be raptured away. But those who are here, they're going to see things that they never seen before. But also those that didn't know God, they never got saved before. There will be people that get saved after the rapture. But everybody that was saved and then they went back to the world and wouldn't come back to God, God's going to send them strong delusion because they worked iniquity. They were like the five foolish virgins. They got caught off guard. They were not watching when Jesus, they didn't purify themselves. They lived any kind of way. They said whatever they want. They did whatever they want. And they didn't care about how they affected others. And they lived in sin. They will receive strong delusion. And then there will be those who will start learning of God and they'll follow him. But everyone who knew better and didn't do better will be deceived. That's just the word of God. Now you can read about what I'm saying in the book of Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians, and also 1 and 2 Timothy talks about it, 1 and 2 Thessalonians talk about the rapture too. But read the whole book. If you just pick out scriptures, that's partial information. But when you read the whole thing, when you read the whole book, you get the whole thing. I'm not making these things up. Jesus said it also in Matthew chapter 24 and 25. Some people that name his name will be left, and some will be taken that love him. Why? Because God can't steal. He's going to take what belongs to him. And those that name his name, those that walk in love, those who do his word, they are the ones that he will rapture and take off earth. And those that walk according to the wickedness of this world he will judge. And it's not going to, you know, he said these things for a reason. And it's not the first time he did it. If you study Isaiah chapter 6, the people had become so corrupt that he had Isaiah to blind them so that they couldn't see spiritually. Because they kept on going into rebellion and wouldn't repent. And then the Lord gave them over to their own way. Now, Christian people that won't repent and they know better, won't do better, do wrong. And God, if you're living a life God can't receive, and he raptures his people, you're going to be caught off guard. And those that are left that didn't know, they're the people that the Christians should have been winning, and nobody warned them to the Lord, they can still get saved. They may not see people that won't listen. Their will is in the way. They're choosing to be ignorant. They're choosing not to learn. They're choosing other things, and their heart is getting harder. And so, since your heart got hard, if you won't repent, then God has a plan for that. But if you soften your own heart, see, then God can work with you. He can bring you back. Eli's sons, if you study 1 Samuel chapter 3, if you study chapters 2, 3, and 4, the Lord wanted to, you know, Eli wouldn't do anything about his sons, and the prophet came and prophesied that God, they wouldn't repent because God was going to kill them. He was going to destroy them. He hardened their heart. They wouldn't repent. See, repenting takes... It takes the Holy Spirit to repent. If you choose to, he'll help you. But if you harden your heart, then what can God do about it if you won't repent? God has to do something with you, whether you repent or whether you choose not to. Now, if you repent and do it right, then he can take you with him. You want to be in this kingdom, and you're not a threat to others. You're an asset. You're a blessing. But a Christian man, and he's got a wife that was a Christian. Now she's become contrary, and she starts cheating on him. Do you think in your right mind God can take that to heaven? If she won't repent and stop working evil, then she's going to be left. Same thing with the man that's doing wrong and cheating people and working mischief, working deceit. God can't take that to heaven. And he's not. Not for me and not for anybody else. If I change, God will leave me. It's not the works. It's the love of God in me. I ask the Lord to help me to never, ever go back to the Word. I don't do these things in my strength. You have to receive his Word. The theme of what Jesus taught was to receive his Word. The theme of the parable of the sower is so important that the Lord said it this way: if you don't understand this parable, how can you understand any parable? So the interpretation to every parable is to receive God's Word in a good and honest heart and do it. And if you can do that, you can live. Now, I happen to be out of time, but the Lord is not. And one day we're all going to be out of time. The rapture will happen, and our work on earth will be done. But for all the questions you have and all the suggestions that you, all the things you want to know, ask the Lord and he will give you wisdom. He'll give you counsel. He'll give you knowledge and might. And he'll help you fear God. If you love God, you can fear him. If you love God, you can regard what he's saying. Now, till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.